Greg Jennings, talking with the medical staff. Greg has a knee sprain, as indicated last night. He will be out a couple weeks, is what they're looking at.
Feel like they dodged a bullet there, or is that kind of what you expected? Or it's obviously it could be worse news, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Well, yeah, it always can be worse, but you know that's why you have further testing, and you know the next day evaluation is sometimes as important or more important than the on-the-field evaluation, you know, based on the type of injury, the player, you know, the ability to get a true test from the doctor's standpoint. So, but yeah, we feel fortunate that it is only a couple weeks.
Mike, would it be pushing him to bring him back before the playoffs? Would you like to regardless?
A couple weeks. Last time I had that up, that's 2 to 3 weeks. I'm echoing exactly what the medical staff told me before I came in here. Are you guys tweeting? Is that how you guys do it? You do it right here? I never noticed that. Wow. Huh? Yeah, my daughter told me about it. Yeah, of course I know what it is. My God. I actually did not. I have not seen Greg today, but I was told his spirits are. He's upbeat and was in here for treatment. Had a chance to go through the process with the medical staff, so.
Any update on Josh Sitton?
Where he's at? They want to see him Wednesday. We're potentially may practice this week. So that's going to be the goal for Josh Sitton. Talking to Pepper. So he's making progress. He's getting close.
But Craig doesn't have
that. He's going through treatment. I don't have the detailed treatment plan for you, but he'll be in rehab the next couple of weeks.
Essentially, what you're saying is he could be back in practice, right? Are you expecting?
Yeah. Well, 2 to 3 weeks. We have 3 games left. Yes. I would think it'd be safe to say he'd be back for the playoffs.
Is this one of the advantages you have with the bye that you can get a guy like that where on the long end you get them that extra week of rest that can really help?
Definitely, I think the bye is a great advantage for your football team. It gives you a chance to regroup. Obviously you want your team to be as fresh as possible going into the playoffs. So we've earned a first round bye, and our next goal is to have home field advantage all the way through. So yeah, definitely I think the bye is very beneficial to getting your players healthy.
Can you just walk us through the reasoning behind playing Schrott at left tackle for the second half, a little bit in the first half, please?
Well, really, it goes back all the way back to the injury with Josh Sitton. You have plans for when certain players are injured. Specifically, talking about the offensive line, why you carry seven offensive linemen versus eight. What happens if it's a guard? And, who's this first guy in it? What particular situation? So, there was a period of time where Marshall was going to be the first player in, regardless if it was inside or outside, except for center. And then Derek would go to left tackle. So, with that, Evan's been doing a good job. So when we made the change up in Detroit with Evan going in, just based on where we felt we were in the game and what was best for that particular situation, we thought he did a good enough job and warranted the opportunity to start against the Giants. But the competition never stopped. So in reality, what I'm saying is Dietrich and Derek were always being repped. One for one with all the different scenarios, and Marshall was always being ripped both at tackle and guard. So we just felt it was important to make sure that 3-man combination was ready to go.
Like at this point, is Newhouse your left tackle for the rest of the year? I mean, is it too late for Clifton?
I wouldn't say it's too late for Chad Clifton. Actually, Chad was in the training room when I was in there. Looks good. Had a hard workout today with Mark Lovatt, so he's got a chance. So he had a setback there a couple weeks ago, but he feels good, and he just can't afford another setback. So if he stays on course, we're hopeful that he may practice, potentially next week or Detroit week.
Mike, how do you feel the offense might change at all with Greg out? Do you expect Jordan to
Well, I mean, Greg Jennings is a big weapon for us, no doubt about it, because of his ability to play, you know, all three positions. But with that, we'll have a distinct plan for Kansas City and just try to utilize our personnel. We were multiple personnel, you know, multiple formation variation football team. So we feel that we have enough to move forward. And Greg will be missed, but with that, it's more opportunities for the other perimeter players. Yeah, Ryan and Brandon both had concussions. They're going through the protocol, so I'm very optimistic that they'll be available this week. But you know, I won't know until they clear the different segments that are involved. So we're obviously playing the high side of you know, being cautious there. No, just some bumps and bruises. You know, not that, you know, there'll be some guys to look at Wednesday practice, but no one I think that's going to be held out of practice. Be close. He's making progress, but just, you know, AJ obviously will practice Wednesday. He's ready to go, but Desmond will be challenged this week. So this is the week that he was pushing for. So we'll see how he is Wednesday.
What do you think about the Todd Haley firing?
Well, I mean, it's something that you never want to see happen. It's part of our business. You know, Todd's a good man. Got to know him a little bit here over the last couple of years, just, you know, particularly with us playing them in preseason. So there's always a personal side to it that, you know, you feel for his family, but it changes, you know, their environment there in Kansas City. So it's something that we'll talk about in our preparation, because, you know, it's the worst thing you can do is think you're going in for, you know, a different type of football game when I think it's going to be a game where they'll play with a lot of energy, and Romeo is a good man, and they'll want to play for him. So we feel this will be a, you know, a highly contested football game.
Is there a possible roster move at all that would bring in a wide receiver for these last few games?
Don't really have anything from the personnel standpoint to report on today.
What would the significance of winning the number one seed then be? You just talked about the bye a few minutes ago with the shot to win home field this week. How important would that be?
It's important. It's our goal. I mean, it's our second goal that we laid out at the beginning of the year. So goals are important. And then, more importantly, to be in position to attain it with our 14th win, I think is significant. So that's what we're focused on. Yes. Not at all. He's mad at me, but he should be, and that's okay, and I understand that. We had AJ on a pitch count. The medical staff, when we visited about his availability, we felt it was best that he would stay under 30 plays. So he was projected to go into the game in the second half, but with the score 31-0 at halftime, I didn't think that was in our best interest. So. He really wanted to play in the game, and I respect that. But it was best to give him another 3 or 4 days, so he'll be ready to go on Wednesday.
Along those lines, can you just talk about Robert Francois? I mean, he was the guy that was caught, brought back
yes.
Practice squad, active roster.
Robert's done a great job, and you always, you know, take your hat off to guys like him that just they just keep fighting. It says a lot about the way his career has gone, and really the way his last couple starts have gone. He's such a combative individual. He's got more playmaking ability, I think, than people realize. You know, he's done it now 2 weeks in a row. So he was awarded one of the game balls on defense along with DJ Smith. So we were very happy with the production of both those linebackers.
Do you have an update on starts?
I'm hoping that he can go Wednesday. So they're going to run him either later today or early tomorrow, and we'll have more information. So.
'07.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, in Green Bay, they should expect to have home playoff games more often. I get that, but there's places that, you know, I don't think they've ever had a home playoff game. So, You know, I've never really given a thought. That's why I'm trying to buy time here with my answer, as I think, as I'm talking. But, I'm glad we're going to have one this year. I'll just say that.
I'm just curious, if you win this game, do you already know what you want to do as far as resting guys or not resting guys? I don't expect you're going to tell us, but do you already have it kind of figured out in your head what you want to do?
I love it when you guys ask questions, you answer it all in the same.
I'm just curious awesome. If you had it figured out already.
I appreciate it.
Forward thinking.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Ted Thompson and I have had conversations. It's all part of planning. So, but there's everybody knows all the factors involved in making those types of decisions, and they're tough decisions. And we're continuing to look at it. But once again, we're keeping the team focused, keeping them on point, and the point is beating Kansas City and getting the 14 wins.